When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the lovely, banana head hat wearing Haley.
Hi.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, maybe not this time, but always Haley's specialty,
K-pop.
As I guess it's called these days. So thanks for joining us as always. This is our video episode, which will be found on YouTube, where you're probably watching us, but if not, that means you're catching us on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts, also Anchor, or anywhere else you listen and stream your podcasts. Where shall we start today?
Food, of course.
And even though it's like almost summertime, we just went through a heat wave and it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
We will be talking about Boiling Point, which is a hot pot place, because it doesn't matter when, we always eat hot pot.
Yeah. Like, I mean, as long as there's like air conditioning, I can eat ramen, I can eat hot pot, shabu.
Doesn't matter. There has to be air conditioning in the restaurant that we're in.
Yes. Otherwise you will die, which happened to you that
Let's
one time.
Let's not talk about that. Let me just say, do not eat hot pot when it's really hot inside the place and hot outside the place.
Yeah, for some reason their air condition wasn't working.
That was the worst fucking experience I've ever had at a hot pot. And it's ironically going to be one of the hot pot places we're talking about.
Yeah, it was a Boiling Point.
It's one of the locations. So yeah, we're talking about Boiling Point. So Boiling Point is kind of, I guess you could say it's a chain. A Boiling Point is like a chain restaurant these days, because they are everywhere
now. They are in California. I remember they only had like one or two locations before.
The main one we would usually go to is actually Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Pasadena was the main location.
And Arcadia, right?
In Arcadia.
Yeah.
I have Haley's iPad in front of me just for today, because I will list all of the locations in Southern California.
That's a lot.
And there's a lot. So if you're in any of these areas, which you probably might be or probably will visit, Boiling Point is right there. It's one of the like better hot pot places too. It's the standard is pretty good throughout all the ones we've been to.
Yeah.
It's very
the same.
Yeah. And the quality is always super super good, yeah. And the food is always
super good. Yeah, and it's not super expensive either.
It's very reasonably priced,
and you too. Get full.
You definitely get full.
Yeah. Because it's like your own, like, hot pot in front of
it's you. A person. Yeah, so it's not even, it's not a shared one.
It's
not a shared
one. It's like you get your own, and you can choose all these different flavors. But anyway, you go for the locations first.
Oh, yeah, locations. Let me see. Southern California. This is straight from their actual website. Locations, Arcadia, Artesia, Chino Hills, Garden Grove, Gardena. Didn't even know Gardena had one. Garden Walk, Hacienda Heights, Irvine, of course, Monterey Park, Roland Heights, San Gabriel, Pasadena, which is our usual go-to spot. Yeah. Then they have a few spots in NorCal, like even like, you know, San Jose. Surprisingly, they have also more locations in Washington State than even Northern California. Huh. So obviously, like, even like Seattle and some other cities I don't even know. And they got locations in Canada.
Canada?
Yes, Canada. A few locations, actually, like Richmond and Vancouver. And by the way, I've been to Vancouver. I love Vancouver. And that's it. And then Shibuya, Japan.
Oh, damn. They have one in Japan,
so,
too.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're everywhere. Wow. That we go to.
Good for them.
And like I said, like the pots themselves are, it's individual serving. Mm-hmm. So it's not really like a sharing thing.
Which is good because like they have many different flavors of the soup broth. And it's not even just that. It's like the toppings.
It's like a combination. Yeah, like all of the different combinations.
They have a lot.
So not like, to mention the sauces are good.
Yeah, the sauces are bomb. So good. But some of like the standard ones, it's like, it's called the BP Classic. I'm going to read it. It has like organic napa, tofu, pork, enoki mushrooms, fish cake, meatball, clam, quail egg, fried taro. So there's like a lot of stuff in it, like vegetables, cilantro. Yeah, it's stacked. It's friggin' stacked with stuff. And then you can always add more stuff on. And like,
yeah, you get an extra side of more meat, more whatever vegetables. You can get vegetables.
Ramen noodles, udon.
That's right.
And then there's also ones where you can get rice. Mozzarella. It's so good with cheese. Oh, like
almost like tteokbokki too, like if you want to add rice cake rice and everything.
Yeah, there's rice
cakes as well. Mm, damn. That sounds pretty good
right now. And then they have vegetarian options too.
I think you can make it vegan. Yeah. Because we always, like I said, we have our friend, Erwin, who's a vegan.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a way to make it, you know, vegan. Because I think, like you said, it's probably vegetarian, but you could just switch up the broth and they could kind of fix it up for you. But there's definitely options for vegan.
There's like a lot of like different ones. They have one that's Korean bean paste.
I think that's the one I like.
Yeah.
There's like a few different ones.
There's Taiwanese spicy, Japanese miso, Thai fusion. They have like a lot. And there was this weird one that Michael got.
Oh, yeah. It was like some type of...
or something, right?
It was interesting. I mean, it's up to you. There's a lot of different choices, so you can always go back and try different ones out.
Yeah, but what I usually like to get on my add-ons is the ramen noodles, the mozzarella cheese, and then like an extra like side dish off either the pork or the sliced beef. Just because, like, I mean, they put stuff in there, but then I always want extra meat.
To like dip and everything.
Yeah.
Especially, I always make sure I get a side of rice too. I like putting like soup into my rice. It's a Filipino thing probably. Yeah. It's called like sabaw. Where you have your soup and rice. And it also kind of cools it. It tastes, you know, the rice tastes good and everything.
Yeah, that's how we eat it. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And, like, the sauce that they have is like a...
it's like a...
soy sauce, garlic...
like a soybean sweet, type of, like, sauce. There's, like, different ones. There's chili. One where it's, like, a sweet chili, actual spicy. And, yeah, there's, like, maybe a garlic soy sauce kind of...
I think the garlic is my favorite one. That really one's good. Always gone and... Every time we take Erwin, he like takes all the sauce and pours it into his soup.
Yeah, not even like, you know how you're supposed to dip it like a normal civilized person? No, he's very uncivilized and he pours all that shit into the actual soup broth.
Yeah, and then for the soup bases, you can add spice to it too. So you can get no spice, mild, hot.
Oh, there's different levels of spices.
Yeah, I always get mild.
Me too. I get mild too. But you can always add more to it after that too.
Yeah, and then it's cheap. I mean, like, it's decently priced. I'm sure like the prices are different now, but it's like $16.
And you get a lot. Haley said, you get full. You won't have to really order anymore. And
they
like,
always refill your broth too.
Yeah, so just don't be afraid to ask too. So You could always do that.
Like, ask for more soup.
You could ask them to cool it off, too, because sometimes people just leave it on not realizing, like, you could, because, you know, maybe it's too hot for some people.
Yeah,
after
they
it
put
boils,
out the fire.
They'll put out the fire for you. And they might have different ones at different boiling points, you know, for heating-wise.
Yeah.
Probably depends, but, I mean, you could always control, like, the heat and, you know, the flavor and adding more broth. Just ask them. Yeah. It's no problem.
Boiling Point was actually one of my first, like, hot pot places.
Like a true hot pot
spot?
Yeah, spots?
When
yeah.
I came to California.
It's really good, though. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why there's grown a
so
lot.
Many.
I didn't realize
there used to be only two locations.
This many.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I think I named over, like, there's probably over, like, 30 now.
Yeah.
Like, worldwide, which is really cool because, like I said, it's super good. Even during summer, like, I don't know. We don't give a shit. We're craving hot pot, it's either the Jazz Cat or, like, this one's really good, really especially because it's in Pasadena.
Oh, the one in Pasadena, too, has that gin tea.
Is next to gin tea, which is what I think we talked about one time already,
too. Yeah, we
did. So, excellent spot. Pasadena always has a lot of different good spots there, too. Ooh, maybe we could talk about that one place we went to that's not even Asian, surprisingly. The Peruvian place? The one we just ate recently. But that's for another episode with the seafood but that you can't eat. Remember, it's all fried, the mountain of fried food. We went there early because they were still technically closed with Michael and
Erwin.
Oh,
Erwin. Right. I remember.
I do not know how that took that many examples and descriptions for you.
I was like, wait.
It's like the only one that we went to. But yeah, so Boiling Point, who cares if it's hot outside? As long as there's air conditioning and it's decent inside
it's
the restaurant.
It's really good.
Satisfy that craving for hot pot because it's super good. Boiling Point, check it out.
And don't they always give like that at the end with the, what is it? It looks like fish. I mean, not fish eggs, like tadpoles.
I have
chia
no idea
seeds,
what you're talking about.
The chia seed drink. Remember they give it to you at the end?
I don't
like
remember.
A little shot
I don't remember.
Glass,
they do it all the time.
Like to like cleanse your palate kind of thing.
Maybe they do that?
They do.
I do not remember
they
that.
Do.
At all.
The chia seeds in like a little shot glass.
Is it Boiling Point?
Yeah, it's Boiling Point.
Okay, so maybe you'll get that too. I don't remember. So half and half maybe. Yes. End. Cut scene. So that's it for our food little thing today. Like I said, it's everywhere. So you can definitely check it out whenever and wherever you are in California. You'll be close to one somehow. Now, on to Haley's specialty, K-pop.
Mm-hmm. But we're actually talking about Blackpink today.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, there's no BTS
no,
news
is.
At all?
No, there is.
All right, let's get it over with. Tell us your BTS news.
Well, so because their new single album is coming out, Butter, on July 9th, they've been dropping a lot of concept pictures on their Instagram and Twitter, like BTS's Big Hit official Instagram and Twitter, and I've been dying. They're
oh,
so
you've been dying.
Good. Oh my god, because like their concept is kind of like summer vibes, because it's
it
like summertime.
Like it.
So there was one where they're washing cars, like they're at a car wash. Remember
oh
Melissa?
Oh my god, you and Melissa are like one of my friends I went to nursing school with, and her have been simping hard.
I'm like
in the IG chat for,
I was like
for this shit.
I was like, my car is dirty, and then she's like, and I was like, no, really, my car is actually dirty. And then there was this video that I sent in the chat where it was like a person turning into
like
a
this
car
anime cartoon.
Like and I was
oh
like,
oh my god,
that's us turning into cars so BTS can wash us. Stuff like that.
And yeah, exactly.
And then the one today that they dropped, it was like at a beach, and they have like watermelon hammocks. It's like very summer vibes. They're just really good looking.
They look more mature in these
do.
Ones.
Well, because they are older.
I know they're getting older,
yeah.
But like in a way, it like I feel like compared to everything else till now, they look a lot more older and more mature. Like
yeah,
in this whole
the way
like,
that their style.
Concept.
Oh my god, the other one, the freaking with the handcuffs. What are they
I
doing?
I did not even see that. But
no. Look,
calm your tits,
look
Haley.
At him. He has pink heart-shaped handcuffs. He's going to put
oh,
a picture
Black
here.
Pink.
Jungkook. And then, like, they all have handcuffs and they're, like, arrested. And then, like, some of the things that I put, I was like, lock me up. Or, like, you're getting locked up because you stole my heart, Jimin.
Oh,
or some
my
stupid
God.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Lame.
But, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I was like, oh my god, hopefully there's no more. Like, every single day this week, they have dropped a different concept.
Is there a reason why? Or is it just really just a setup for the album?
For the album, yeah. They always do this.
Oh, I didn't know it's that often. I thought it's like they set one or two or drop one or two and it's like.
Yeah, I thought there was only going to be two, but they did four different concepts for these single albums.
They're like really hyping it up for everybody.
Yeah.
So there you go, ARMY. You're getting fed every day a platter of photos.
I was talking to my other friend and she's like, because she's a new ARMY. She just started liking them, I think.
Who's this?
Meg.
Okay.
We mentioned her before. She lives in Qatar.
Qatar, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess she liked them before, but then she got really obsessed with them recently. And she's like, does this fandom ever get any rest? I feel like they're always giving us content. And I was
non-stop.
Like, no, it's nonstop with them. Nonstop. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they're going to do something like In the Soup. Or Bon Voyage.
I hope they do something in the soup again. That's always fun.
Because like they always do it during summertime. Like it's technically like their vacation time, I guess.
In the BTS. Soup is BTS in the Soup is that show they had last year, right?
Yeah.
Last year, 2020.
Yeah.
Where they just go on their own vacation and kind of just do their own thing and you just watch them. It's like real world.
Yeah, but BTS. Then because they couldn't travel because of COVID.
Actually, not even real world. I was going to say Terrace House BTS.
Yeah, it was Terrace House. Yes, but that's all my news.
And now all of a sudden, like, her voice has calmed down and it hasn't blasted the volume on her recording.
I can't wait to buy those albums, though.
But when is that coming out again?
July
9th. So you're going to be grabbing those. We'll be going to our local K-pop store to grab
them. Hopefully they have them. Because, I'm still contemplating, if I should pre-order or not.
Does it come with any bonus for pre-ordering?
Yeah, it does. But it's from Weverse, and that's the shipping is so expensive.
I'll just wait. It's okay.
It comes with extra photo cards and some photo card holder, but I don't need it, I guess.
We'll see. Things could change in the next week for Haley.
It's fine.
But with what you originally said before you ended up doing your specialty, you brought up Blackpink.
Yes.
So Blackpink. We did bring it up on one of our regular podcasts, the non-video episodes.
Mm-hmm.
There was an announcement about 4+1, which is because their 5-year anniversary. Yeah. But there was no details about that yet. Come to find out, details have come. It's as everyone probably assumed and guessed. Everyone was kind of right about there being a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpink, the movie.
Yeah.
And in the initial release when this kind of came out, I believe they said it was only going to be at CGV theaters, mm-hmm. which is usually the Asian theaters that
plays all the K movies.
Just Asian movies in general that
sometimes
get a release.
Anime too. No?
Yeah, anime movies too that get released here in the West side kind of thing. But surprisingly, Blackpink just released last night on their IG story, the official one. We got word that they're actually releasing it in regular theaters, like AMC, all these regular Regals. Just have to look
Good,
up your local,
more,
look
like,
up
options.
Your local movie theater, basically. And it's only going to be releasing for 2 days, August 4th, which is a Wednesday, August 8th, which is a Sunday.
So August 8th is actually the day that they debuted in 2016.
So that's probably
that's
why, full circle.
Yeah.
So that's actually perfect that we're going to most likely watch it August 8th
mm-hmm.
at, in Valencia, where, I guess there's this really crazy, screen.
Yeah, friend Zach, he sent us this thing. It's
it's immersive 4D.
In, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see how they'll actually use it if they're going to use it that way.
Is it 4D though?
No, it's not.
Oh, I was going to say
be freaking awesome.
No, you get sick if it's 4D and it moves.
Oh, not moving. I don't think it's movement. 4D is when you're in the theaters.
No, the 4D ones is always the ones that move.
Oh, that's true too. But this one is just called Screen X.
Oh,
I think it's just immersive in terms of that. Yeah. But
so you'll be surrounded by them.
Yeah, they're going to be up close and everywhere. So, yeah, it's going to be everywhere. I looked up local ones near us. I just threw in our zip code. And there's a bunch of theaters. So there has to be one near you guys, wherever you are. If you're in the U.S. at least.
Yeah.
Probably Canada too. But, August 8th, August 4th. The August 4th one on Wednesday is actually nighttime. I don't know when. Here's the thing too. When I looked it up. A lot of them don't have show times yet, the actual times. But surprisingly, a couple of them, including the one that we will be going to in Valencia, actually has show times. So we're going to the one on Sunday, August 8th. That's at 12:55. So that's in the afternoon, early afternoon. And the one on the 4th was actually nighttime, like 7 p.m. So I guess it really varies.
I'm sure they'll have a lot more viewing times. Because remember with Demon Slayer, there was like, let me select more. And they added.
That's like an anime.
And they added everything. Like they added, yeah.
It might be more limited too, because I mean, it's different from like Japanese anime too.
Yeah.
It might be more exclusive or something like that. Because they're already opening it up to a lot of theaters, but. But they probably saw the success of Demon Slayer, the movie, and saw what could happen.
Yeah, they had to open it up because, like, how can you only have, like, so... And then, because with COVID, too, don't... Wait, are they still doing that? Where you have to, like, sit?
No, it's not spaced out. You could get it.
It's not spaced out anymore?
No. Damn. Okay, so also, what just came to mind, too, is Blackpink has a more bigger global impact. They're almost, like, obviously not at the level of BTS, but in terms of the girl groups...
Oh, yeah, they're the
ones
top.
That... They're on the top because also not to mention they're on Netflix, like with their own documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot more people
know
in the
western
areas and west, you know, kind of know who Blackpink is now.
Netflix is crazy now though, because I remember before they didn't have anime, they didn't have K dramas,
they have
didn't
a lot
have
of
anything
stuff on
like that before. Now it's like all Asian stuff.
But with the Blackpink movie that we're talking about. You said that it's also kind of like a documentary,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
because so I wanted to see if it was like an actual concert thing. But then they said it's a documentary style film that will look back over the last 5 years that Blackpink were together. Right. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll show like stuff during their concerts. And
oh, yeah. They'll
like
definitely
that.
Throw
it's
in like,
some
stuff. It's
kind of like those BTS movies, like Break the Silence and everything. It's like kind of a documentary. You follow them.
Oh, I see.
They talk to you. They talk to the camera. And then they show like all the behind the scenes of like their concerts, when they traveled and everything like that. I think that's what
it might
this
be
one
this
is
kind of
be
thing.
Like that.
I mean, that's exciting. This is exciting then for all us, you know, all the Blinks out there. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I mean, what if I just want them to tour again.
They will.
So I can actually see them. I hope so.
I'm waiting for BTS still. Shit. We still have those friggin' tickets.
We do have very good tickets. Those were pretty damn
they
close
better,
for the Rose Bowl.
We've held on to it for this long. They better not just like freaking cancel it and be like, okay, you have to buy a whole new
it's
one.
It's
going to
be a riot.
Army
riots.
They better not, because it's going to be so much harder to get tickets now that there's so much new army.
Yeah, so I'm excited though for Blinks and, you know, this Blackpink thing. And like, I don't know if we talked about it in the last one, but Jenny and...
Yeah, we did talk.
Yeah, Jenny and Rose were like here in the, like, really close
Hollywood,
to us.
I guess.
But that's like 15 miles away, doing their own kind of thing, visiting people here. But yeah, I mean, if they're able to visit here, my point is that hopefully they're able to start, you know, traveling abroad and performing
again.
And doing concerts.
I'm pretty sure it's probably just going to be next year.
I'll be so upset if it's Coachella only again.
2022. No, they've come here for like actual concerts.
I know,
concerts.
But I'm saying because
they're
like
not
going to
just do Coachella. They'll have an actual concert. For
oh
sure.
God, I hope
I'm
so.
I'm sure.
I'm praying to the K-pop gods out there.
I'm still waiting for fucking Big Bang. Where are you at, YG?
Yeah, where are you at, YG? They're supposed to be at they're supposed to be there at
Coachella
too.
Yeah, last
then,
year.
Ah, COVID.
COVID ruined everything,
yeah,
basically.
So
had so many plans, damn.
But K-pop will rise again. It's taking over slowly again.
Yeah, thanks to BTS.
Not gonna lie, yeah, BTS is the major global impact
introducing
people to the world of K-pop. So.
Right, yeah, so many people that don't even listen.
That's why you
to
just
K-pop?
Can't, you can't send them to the military. Don't
no,
do it, Korea.
Don't send them at all.
Korea,
please,
don't be dumb. Just don't do it.
Let them just keep going until they're like 40 something years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they'll be able to. They're aging like fine wine.
They
right?
are though. Everyone says that. They're like, how can they keep getting better and better looking? But they do look better now, because I feel like they grew into their faces, especially V.
Oh yeah.
I always talk about
V. Like an
V.
alien back
because
in the
really
day.
He really did look like an alien.
But yeah. So I mean, they are looking pretty damn good. Haley's being tame about it. Her and Melissa are just like simping and going, the thirst is real in like the group chats. I can't even imagine Haley's own personal group chats with her other groups.
Yeah,
of friends
you
too.
Should see me with like Early and then like Yasmin and then like just the other people that are into BTS.
Oh
it's
my God.
Bad.
I can't imagine the pictures
oh,
and the
and then
GIFs
with
and
Meg
everything.
Too. It's so bad. I was like, because I reposted one of their pictures. Which one was it? I think it was the one with the car washing. And
oh,
I reposted it on my story with, like, something very tame. I was like, I don't even remember what I wrote. It's very PG. But then I told, and then Meg was like, oh my gosh. Because I think I was like, I don't even know what to say anymore. And then she replied to my story, and I was like, I actually do know what to say, but I have to keep it PG-13 for those people that probably think I'm crazy, so I didn't want to write it.
She's not even that crazy about me. More crazy about BTS than me. I'm getting used to it.
No, don't say that.
Anyways.
Let's end it on this sad note. It's not like you simp over me compared to like with your anime girls or like say Blackpink waifus. And stuff. It's just different.
Genshin waifus.
Yeah, exactly. It's just different.
Yeah.
But I simped over you before, you know, so and I have you now, so.
So, I guess I'm the runner-up prize now behind BTS's global takeover, taking over our wives, waifus, girlfriends.
Oh, everything. Look at Gojo! What was that stupid meme that they have? That's not your girl. That's Gojo's girl. That's stupid.
Oh man, Gojo is crazy too. Cause like his voice actor. I mean, we'll talk about Kimi ni Todoke really quick. I mean, that's not the anime we're talking about this time. Mm-hmm. But it's like crazy, right? Cause he's Ryu's voice.
Yeah.
And, like, he's Kuro's voice from those Haikyuu fans.
Yeah.
If you didn't even know that. So, yeah, Gojo has taken over, yeah. Taken your heart away.
And then, because, like, Kimi ni Todoke is, like, an older anime. But then, like, when I heard Ryu talk, I was like, wait a second. I know that fucking voice.
Haley simp signal.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second.
I've simped over this voice
before. It's funny, though, because, like, I can't recognize any of the girls, but he always recognizes the girls.
That's true.
And I always recognize the guys. Some of them, but mostly me. Yeah, I'm just true. Like, wait a second.
Like, oh my God, I know this chick.
Yeah.
But,
the girls sound the same, though. That's why, like, similar.
Whatever. Like, all guys sound the same.
No, because, like, they're all, like, high-pitched voice, like, very cutesy voice. You know, they all sound very
It's true,
similar.
Though. I do recognize the voices for guys more so than the girls, too.
Right. It's easier to distinguish, I guess. Yeah.
And then it's funny, I'm looking at your recording, your wavelength went crazy when we're talking about Gojo and like all the BTS guys and aging. So it'll be muffled a little bit because she'll be hitting over those peaks. So that's pretty much it for K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited though for, you know, for the Blackpink 5-year
movie.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring this light
stick. We need to get a second one. We gotta get the new one.
I have to get the friggin' BTS one still. Remember?
So we that way we have one each.
That's why we're gonna
go to
the
one.
Source, right? So I can buy those light sticks.
We gotta go.
And my albums.
It's about that time yeah. For sure. Anyway, so let's turn the page to anime talk.
Mm.
And anime this time we are talking about is reincarnated without that time I was reincarnated
into a slime. Yeah.
So it's another isekai. And what we actually just more recently watched this.
We didn't talk about this, right?
No, we haven't. Okay. We haven't because we recently just started watching this because we're kind of late to the game for this one. But Haley really enjoyed it, right? Like this is kind of your first isekai.
Yeah, besides Digimon,
I guess. Digimon, I guess, is technically, one of the OG isekais.
I love Digimon.
Who doesn't?
Mm.
Yeah, so this one is pretty interesting because this is like a full-on, like, real, like, Japan, like, how the type of isekais are these days, where you get killed, you either get run over, you get stabbed. But you get killed, basically, or, like, a lot of them, it's funny, a lot of the isekai, like, memes and stuff, it's like, people want to go to get isekai'd, right, basically? Like, it's like about them standing in front of a truck where the truck is going to hit them. Because that's the typical way to get isekai'd.
That won't happen in real life, so don't do that. There's no such thing as
disclosure,
being isekai'd.
It's not, that's the end of your story.
Yeah, you'll
die.
So
this one gets isekai'd. But he gets reincarnated as a slime. Like, you know, like the slimes that
really
you're used to in like JRPGs
slime.
And stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then his name as a slime is Rimuru. But it's kind of interesting because he didn't have a name. He didn't have a name. And he kind of encounters
a dragon,
this powerful dragon who he kind of like also learns a lot from. And also he has his thing. That kind of in his head kind of thing that tells him everything.
Like he's AR.
He's AI. like some type of thing that's like his encyclopedia kind of thing that tells him what to do and everything. He's kind of overpowered because he could absorb anything and just keep storing it. I forgot what it's called too. Yeah. Either way, he's kind of like his like helper that tells him everything.
Yeah, he like asks, like, what is this move? Or like, can I attack this thing? Or, like,
yeah, what do I get from this if I absorb this? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. When new moves do
can
I get?
Can I make potions out of this kind of thing?
So it's pretty interesting. Like, in terms of that, like, if you're a gamer, if you have the kind of the information and the insight and the experience of playing RPGs, you'll enjoy this a lot more because you'll know like potions and all the different kinds of leveling and attacks that they kind of talk about.
Yeah, but then with Rimuru, he can like absorb or like eat different creatures or monsters.
Quote unquote eat.
Yeah, and then he will. It's kind of like Kirby.
Yeah, he's like Kirby.
So, and then
he's
he'll like take their Kirby. Attacks or like, yeah, their special moves and everything. He'll be able to duplicate them basically
in this like world that he's in, because it's not this obviously because isekai, so it's a different type of world setting. But in this world there's goblins, there's ogres. You know, ogres, there's a lot of different things going on, just like in, you know, most wolves. Fantasy places wolves. But that what kind of throws this one kind of different is he becomes kind of like friends with everything.
I think the reason why I like it is because he kind of reminds me of Luffy, because like no matter what kind of encounter he has with whatever race or species, he seems to always just make friends with them.
Yeah, just like Luffy from One Piece.
And it's like, hey, let's be friends and like join my family kind of
thing.
Yeah, and
he makes his like own village, and you know, there's like a government structure and like all these different like things.
Basically, you see them like climbs. Build up from nothing. Like his first ones was what? The goblins.
The goblins, yeah. And it's interesting too. One interesting thing from this series is how if he gives stuff that do not have names, you know, like these goblins or the ogres later on.
Yeah, they don't have names.
They don't actually have names, but if he names them, they like
evolve.
They evolve and their power increases and they look different.
It's funny because like when he named the goblins, so they're like all like tiny, and then like he named them, and because it like used a lot of his powers, I guess he went to sleep for 3 days, and when he woke up, he's like, Who are these people? Like the girls and the guy goblins, they look
the
like
girls
super
have boobs
buff.
Now.
Yeah.
The guys actually have like
and
human
the old goblin, he's like super buff.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. Like he was like an old dude.
So they evolved.
And it's kind of like Master Roshi. Like how Master Roshi
but
got
when
buff.
They evolved, didn't they call them something else?
It's like a new tier of like, I guess, ranking up for the actual monsters themselves.
They become more like humanized.
So same with the ogres.
Yeah.
Like, the ogres look completely different. And the ogres, I think, are really popular too. Like within like the fandom, because of they look like, you know, like people simp over them, like girls would simp over the guy.
Oh my
god, his name
even Rimuru was freaking simping. He's like, why is he so perfect?
why is she so hot? And he's always hanging out like underneath the boobs of like his secretary ogre now. And then I mean, it goes on, there's even like dwarves, and there's also demon lords.
Oh, then even those reptiles,
yeah, that's true. Like the reptile race.
What's his
name? Even I don't even want to remember his name. It's so annoying. But he's funny too.
He's funny.
There's also demon lords. So there's obviously there's some kind of conflict and there's backstories and stuff. And Rimuru takes form of human form after absorbing a human. But you'll see what happens. I don't want to spoil too much of it than we already have.
Yeah, so he has like.
But yeah, there's demon lords and they're obviously super powerful. But Rimuru on his own is pretty powerful too.
Yeah.
But you can kind of get a good comparison and stuff when you meet Milim, which is one of the other more super powerful popular demon lords that's like known throughout
the
country.
She's like super baby though.
Yeah, she's like one of those like, you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll know who Milim is when you see her.
She like always wants to be fed and stuff. And then Rimuru is like, no, you can't have it until you do this.
Just so, like watch over and take care of her. And, like, but at the same time, she's like this super powerful demon lord.
Yeah, she's super overpowered.
Like she's really crazy strong, which is cool. That's why all the dynamics between all the characters, not to mention like, the plethora and like variety of characters out on this like series is really cool.
Yeah, I can't even remember
get
half
sucked
of the
in
names
because it's really entertaining. It's fun to watch. And
And then I like his wolf friend, Ranga.
Yeah, one of the wolves that he named after like
he
killing
killed his
the
dad.
Father.
Yeah, because they were gonna attack them.
He forgives them, and
yeah.
I don't know. The name is a wolf, and now its name is Ranga.
Tempest
is like his last name because of like the pack he made with the dragon.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Ranga is like his pet dire wolf that's like
he's
crazy.
He's like super like loyal to him.
But I mean, besides that, yeah, the reason why like he makes a pact with like this dragon, like then I feel like I was talking to Byron. Mm. Some people might get turned off by the anime because it seems kind of slow. There's a lot of dialogue,
right,
to kind of explain what's going on, like even the first like 2 or 3 episodes. But if you hang in there, I mean, it's interesting to me. I like this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like where it takes into account like all the different things going on. Just like I said with Mushoku Tensei, it's like it's not just like. Just you're just there and you don't know what's going on. Like the main character understands from his past life, like what to do and what you know, how to make this life better and kind of thing like yeah. that. So he's not dumb.
And there's like we're almost done with the first season, but there's a second season
coming out in, like in a couple weeks. Like
yeah,
this next anime season, summer 2021. Mm. Yeah. So if you're really caught up, just enjoy it.
Yeah, but we're almost there. 4 episodes yeah. left. Yeah.
We're very close.
We should just finish it.
So once we do that, it'll be a smooth transition to season 2.
Yeah.
So check it out. That time I got reincarnated into slime. Super popular, I think, in Japan and outside of Japan.
Mm.
Because you'll see, like, his character everywhere. Including yeah, Milan, too. Slime. You'll probably have seen the blue slime blob.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere. And that's pretty much it on that one. Check it out. Summer 2021 anime is coming very soon, so there's gonna be a lot to watch and check out. And also don't forget to we gotta get our tickets for the Blackpink thing because we gotta reserve soon because I'm scared that it's gonna fill up and we're gonna get effed.
You should just buy them tonight.
I'll be doing that tonight after this recording. And your BTS Butter concept album's coming out, get that.
Mm-hmm.
We could buy
yeah, they're coming out with a new song too, so that means a new music video.
Yeah, so all that 9th. Is coming up on July. Is starting to be literally hot.
Hot summer,
pun intended. So, oh, and of course, Boiling Point. Who cares if it's summer?
Yeah,
get some hot pot.
Yes,
yum. I'm getting hungry. Anyways, let's end this now because I'm getting hungry. I want to eat. I can't concentrate anymore. Thank you again, guys, for joining us as always, wherever you are in the globe. And until next time. Please, you know, like, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do, either on our YouTube or on whatever streaming app you use for your podcast or if you listen to us like on your computer. Thank you for joining us. Take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.